Good morning, everyone. This is Riley Sports Talk Show, the one and only Riley Sports Talk Show in Boston. We are back with another one, Monday, April 8th. On a Monday, we're going to talk about UConn versus Purdue in the finals and how these teams made it. So first off, I want to talk about Purdue first in the last five games that they played to make it to the college basketball finals. They played a good squad called the Grambling to beat them for Purdue 78-50. They played a team called Utah State in the second round, 106-87. And then Purdue also played on the 29th against Gonzaga to win 80-68. And then they played Tennessee March 31st to beat Tennessee 72-66, and NC State recently April 6th, 63-50. And the main player for this team is Zach Edey. Zach Edey's been performing at a high level. He's a 7'4 center, played with the IMG Academy, averages 12.2 rebounds, and he's the leading scorer on this team, and he should be able to go with this game right here, have an amazing game tonight. But I just think that it's just not enough for Purdue to win, because that's their only option. But we will see tonight at 9:20 on TBS. This is for the national championship. And UConn, teams that they've beaten the last five games, UConn had played a team called Seton, the 16th seed, 191-52. They played against Northwestern on the March 24th, and they won 75-58. They played against San Diego State University, and then they beat them on March 28th, 82-52. They beat Chicago, Illinois, 77-52. And Alabama 86-72. Some of these games for UConn have been blowouts, but some of them are even closer. But the looks of it right now, the way the games have gone, both of these teams deserve to be in the national championship. They worked hard for it. They won their last five games, and they continue to do that at a high level consistently. It's just up to who wants it more at the end of the day. Who wants it more? Who wants to win these championships and keeps going, you know? And you got to understand the fact of it, of the matter is, these teams are playing for a national championship. UConn could be back-to-back champs again and again and again. To beat a team like that is kind of tough. So right now, the way everything looks like for right now, UConn is 36-3, the number one seed, and Purdue is 34-4. They're also the number one seed. The main guy for the UConn is a guard from UConn, Tristan Newton. He averages 14.9 points, 41.3 field goal percentage, and an 80-point free throw. Zach Edey has 62.5 field goal percentage, 71.1% on the free throw line. So this game should be really close. I think this game right here is probably going to be like a 3 or 4 point game right here. But right now, the betting favorites odds for ESPN bet right now is UConn favorite to win by minus 7.5 points. So I think the game goes, UConn wins by more than 7 points. That's what I'm gonna go with. Not 3 or 4 anymore. I'm thinking logistically, the numbers might, the odds might change, but you know, I'm gonna say UConn wins by more than 7 points tonight against Purdue. They're gonna have to stop Zach Edey, but it's gonna be a clash of like the best of the best, you know, at every position, you know. So we will see. Could Purdue get it done? It's possible they could get it done. I just don't see it. how they could get it done, they would have to fight and play a really good UConn team that's always experienced and have very, very good chemistry. So we will see the clash of these two teams play off. Right now, the matchup prediction is 54.3% UConn winning, 45.7% Purdue winning. So right now, UConn is favored to beat Purdue right now. So we will see. It should be a great game. Stay tuned for that. It starts at 9:20 p.m. tonight. This is for the national championship. And this is going to be really good. I wanted to focus my just on DJ Burns. DJ Burns, the Cinderella story of NC State, has played very well. They made it all the way to the Final Four before they lost. They've done everything they can, you know, to make it to the Final Four. They haven't made it to the Final Four since 1983, is what I've heard. And they played pretty well. They made it so far. They made it to the Final Four, and where they played a really tough team. NC State had beaten Duke, but the person I'm mentioning right now for NC State is DJ Burns. DJ Burns is one of the key players on this team that facilitates, knows how to shoot, does a little bit of everything for this NC State team. They had lost recently to Purdue, but what DJ Burns has done for this team has been amazing so far. I heard there's even rumors that he's going to play in the NFL. There's rumors that he might play in the NFL. The reason why for that is because he used to play football when he was younger. So with that being said, he's a great facilitator. He has great footwork, and he does a little bit of everything. You know, he could see the space, the floor, and that's what you need as a defensive lineman if they were to choose him to play football and play a different sport. It would be amazing to see what his decision is. But, you know, if you're going to play another sport, it's going to be a great opportunity still. But, you know, whatever he chooses for himself, it's the best for the decision, the best made for everything, you know. But, yeah, man, we will see how that turns out and everything.
What's up, bro?
What's up? And so, with that being said, everyone, we continue this. And then now we got the New England Revolution. The New England Revolution right now, they're down 4-0 in aggregate. They play tomorrow night. And right now, they're not looking too good. But with that being said, there's always a chance where they could come back. You know, you can't lose hope so quickly right away for as Revolution fans, you know. But it looks like some people are saying it looks like it's going to be a hard thing to come back from, to score 4 goals against a team that's really been doing its thing since the Gold Cup, So we will see, man. The one of the things the Revolution need to do is, they need to space it more out between the players. They need to get a player that's going to be like a leader on the team and be able to lead the team the correct way. But other than that, I think this Revs team, they might be down 4-0. It may look like it's out of reach, but it's never out until the whistle blows, you know. And that's one of the things I feel like in a game of soccer. We just seen it recently with that game between Liverpool and Chelsea. Chelsea was down 2-0 at halftime, and they came back and they won 4-3. And I remember talking to my boy Ken, and Ken was one of those guys, man. He was just like, "Are you sure?" He was telling me, "Are you sure that Liverpool's gonna win? Because it looked like it was out of reach." But there was 8 minutes on the clock, and Chelsea ended up winning 4-3. And that's the thing about football. You never know when time is up. You just gotta know for yourself that you have to have belief in your team and know that, you know, be confident in yourself and know how to take those goals, score the goals. And yeah, man, it's an exciting thing, and they just keep going at a high level. And so with the NBA, the Boston Celtics have a commanding lead in first place, man. I was just talking to my boy Noah about it, man, and how the NBA, Noah Goodwin at Mass Bay Community College, and how everything, you know, if with basketball, it's completely different. And we just talked about earlier today how, like, at the NBA, it's like, you know, they need players that could develop themselves into, like, great players. But also, too, like, we don't know about Bronny James' situation because, you know, Bronny James wanted to declare to the NBA draft, and we're not sure that he has. It's just too early to say, to see if he has the talent to make it to the league. But, you know, you never know about these things, man. But, you know, if he wants to declare for the draft, he can. But we will see how he will be able to, see if a team will be able to pick him up. One of the teams I'm really looking at this year for Bronny James to go to, this is just my prediction. It might sound crazy to y'all, but I'm going to stick with it. I think he might go to the Dallas Mavericks. And if he ends up in the West Coast, he'll be going up against he'll be going up with Kyrie and all those other guys, man. But for right now, that's just a prediction. In my NBA Finals, you already know it, I got the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Clippers in a 4-7 game series. But we will see, man. And Noah's prediction was what was it, Noah?
Denver Nuggets, man.
Denver Nuggets and who?
Probably, it's hard with the East, but I gotta say home team, Boston Celtics, man.
All right, so.
You know, it's hard to bet against the Nuggets, so they're looking good. Looking good last season, and they're looking even better this season. And they won it last year, so I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jokic, Murray, Gordon, man, it's a tough team.
Yeah, that's a really tough team.
Yep. A lot of size, a lot of range. They really don't have any weakness in my head, really.
Yeah,
other than maybe Jokic on defense, but, you know, he's trying his best.
Yep. So that's Noah Goodwin, everyone. So get to know Noah, bro. He's a basketball phenomenon.
Okay.
And also, too, he likes like video games just like me, too.
Oh, yeah.
Esports. You want to give a little bit about your esports or your basketball?
Yeah, shout out to the Valorant esports team. Shout out to League of Legends esports team. Shout out to Mass Bay just esports in general. If you've never been to the room, come on by. It's if you like playing anything, but especially competitive games, we offer that here. You know, and then basketball. You know, we love playing the pickup games. I'm not on the team here, but
yeah.
Support the Mass Bay basketball team. They work hard. A lot of good guys on that team.
Exactly.
But if anybody ever wants to get the work and pickup down at the gym, let me know. I'll be there.
All right. Sounds good.
Won't duck no smoke.
Yo. That sounds good, man.
Thanks for having me on, Bradley.
No problem, Noah. And, you know, like I always say, this is Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. We are out. And thank you, Noah, for being on this podcast with me. Take care. Stay blessed. Stay highly favored. This is the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. Peace.